Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, January 26th. I had to look at my phone to see what day it was. I know it's Tuesday, I just don't know what day it is. Tis my life, so
yes.
I want to welcome everyone to the show, I appreciate it. I'm here instead of Cindy, I know she's better to look at
a lot. A lot.
At least to these guys.
And in the cameras.
And, of course, our guests, Jonathan Mowini. So, sorry for butchering your name, but had to reschedule. He had some things come up, and we appreciate, the early notice as much as possible. So thanks for letting us know, and we will get him back on at some point whenever it's convenient. And he did mention that he is going to be racing the All-Star race for the SRL, I believe.
Yes.
in Irwindale when that's happening, so maybe that, like he suggests, might be a good time to have him in after that race. We'll talk about his win.
Yes.
In that race, so good luck in that race, Jonathan, and good luck on the other stuff you have going on there. So we'll be looking forward to that. Of course, he's part of the Sigma team over there, the SPS guys, and you'll be hearing a lot about that whole crew over there. I mean, I can't believe the talent in that camp, and we'll talk some more about that. But hosting along with myself tonight, of course, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How are you guys doing?
What's happening? Your mission was trying to get the heat to work.
Oh, yes, it is.
You just didn't push
all I got is that little. Yeah, all I got is that little fan heater.
You can actually turn it to where it points towards you and blow some heat on you.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to mess with it.
I don't want to mess it up for the air conditioning here in a few months.
I know an AC guy that might be able to mess with that.
Yeah, okay. Where was the AC guy 20 minutes ago when we were cold?
Yeah. No, when we were freezing.
Well, all I had to do was put my hand up to it, uh-huh, and it was working.
That's because you're the heat god. You just put your hand up.
I wish it was that easy sometimes. Just like you're the trailer god.
Yes.
You just walk up to it, and they're fixed.
And they're fixed. You
actually have Jesus working for
that's
you, so hey, maybe
too.
That's why.
Yeah, with me, yes. Yes.
Oh, maybe I pronounced that wrong. It's Jesus. I'm sorry.
No, he thinks he's Jesus.
He's got the Jesus complex.
That's
so
right. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Is Jesus documented?
Yes.
Just asking.
Well, if he isn't.
He will be.
He will
be.
Fine. We won't get into any of that. I'm sorry. And he won't know anything about the Constitution because he don't have to go through the proper channels to get it. Anyways, we won't talk about that. Of course, I don't know what we're calling you, but we're calling you Freak 33.
The guy.
The guy over in the corner.
Yeah.
The guy with. What should we call Matt?
By himself.
Matt Esposito. Thank you.
Look in the camera. He's by himself tonight.
Nobody wants to sit with him.
Him and his monster.
It's just like high school for him. Nobody wants to sit with him.
Yep.
Always causing trouble.
Late model.
Truck series. Late model truck series.
Oh, look at
there
that.
You go. All right,
there
he's got
you
the,
go.
The low rider.
That's
eye,
right.
There eye dip
go.
In there. Okay.
On the headphones.
So, what's happening, Matt?
I don't know. What should we do? Start with bad news?
Well, we already introduced you. We already introduced you.
What's the bad news?
Bull in the Desert canceled.
Yes, that is correct. Coming out of
the
racing world.
They should have waited another week before they canceled. Because Corona's done, right? Elections are done. Everything's done. So California, all of a sudden it's
open.
Corona's done.
Yeah. It's part of the job plan. The more people that die, the more jobs are available.
So But then less taxes.
Right.
Well, but that's less votes, too. Well, no, I'm sorry. The dead vote, the dead guys can still vote. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
we got it covered.
Never mind. That's covered. I'm sorry.
All the way around.
Where was I thinking?
No matter which way you go, it's covered.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, let's talk politics today.
Hold on. Any more bad news?
Let's get to that bad news. That is bad news, but technically – there usually isn't a duel in the desert this time of year anyways.
That's right. Right.
So it was cool to see them put on,
try to put on an
event like that, because we know that track just sits there all alone by itself.
Well,
all
the crickets are out there.
And the crickets, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of the probably, you know, one of the best half mile dirt tracks this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say that. But that I've seen, and I don't see many dirt tracks, by the way. But so it was good to see them try to put on an event. Unfortunate times to try to do that, because I don't know why they canceled. I'm assuming it has to do with they couldn't get approved.
They couldn't get approved because of COVID and all that
right.
stuff.
And it brings up, you know, all different things that we've already talked about, you know, trying to set up events, things getting canceled last minute. And here it is, things maybe reopening last minute too. We don't know. You know, it's always a surprise. You don't know what Sisolak's going to do. It depends on what Newsom does. So
yes.
Whatever. So maybe we're going to see some.
Maybe we're going to see some lifts here.
So maybe they'll redo the duel. I don't know. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but that'd be cool.
Well, I think at this point the governors can't beat the population. You know, everyone wants to do what they want to do.
But they, you know, that should have been done. You know, 3-4. Months ago, they didn't want it then. Yeah. Why do they want it now all of a sudden?
Because I can tell you, during my daily deliveries, there's less and less masks, less and less people care.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's about caring. It's just about getting exhausted. You know, you do something.
Tired,
yeah,
it,
you're just like,
right?
Man, I just want normalcy. You know, I just want things to be normal. And, you know, it's funny. I guess I should stop. I'm going to go into total politics, and it's probably not right. So I do love America.
Okay. I hope. Any more bad news? Because I got some good news.
Well,
you're done with your bad news, we're going to go to the good news.
So now keep
news.
In mind, though, that's the duel for this, the early, not the later duel.
Not November.
In November, so look it up, you know, for the duel in the desert, and you'll read all about it, so. Anyways,
I got some good news.
Go ahead, good news.
Nope, we're waiting on some more bad news.
Well, we give good news and we'll get some bad news.
Okay.
So we'll go flip back and forth.
Okay.
Now.
I don't know what the bad news is.
All right. What's the good news?
The good news. Everybody needs to mark their calendar.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
We might not be able to top this. Announce this.
Yes.
Is it an announcement?
Yes, it
okay.
is. It's. Is
there food involved?
Yes, there is.
And we've been waiting to talk about this, but unsure times to
That's
know
right.
what when and where and all that
Did
stuff.
Did Sisolak approve it?
You know what? This is
I'm
better,
on radio,
this is better
so
than
I'm not allowed
is,
to say I don't
This is on wheels now, thebombernation.com
right.
approved.
That's right.
That's all that matters. This is racer
That's
approved.
Right.
This is all racers approved.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I hope I didn't give too much away.
No.
Okay. Announce the good news.
Are you ready?
I'm always. No, I'm not always.
February 28th.
Day before your birthday.
That's right. One day before my birthday. Hey, Chuck, you forgot Racers Barbecue, and we're going to call it a get-together.
And, of course, it'll be less than 50 people.
That's right.
Wink, wink.
In one corner.
Wink, wink, yeah. At
so,
each table.
February 28th, in the same place we've had it, and I do believe this is our seventh year in a row
Can you believe that? I can.
Seventh year in a row. Same place, Bristol Cone
at the Sunset Park.
At the Sunset Park.
We'll be putting out a flyer here pretty quick.
Reminder. Just a quick, did you check to see if it's available?
It is, again. We don't need, we like your input, but yes, we are good to go. Yes.
Well, it's just that I drive by there on a regular basis to go to the cemetery.
The volleyball court.
The Palm on Eastern.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I drive by, and they were doing construction at the Bristol Cone area.
We'll see.
They'll be done
by
supposedly. If not, then we'll let you know.
I was just letting you know.
Yep.
So you can
in advance.
But if you go there and you don't see the Racers Barbecue banner, drive around until you see it, because
we'll be there somewhere.
Right, but they said it will be available by that date. So,
again, it all depends on we are. Now, this may be a boost for them because we're talking about government workers, and we love you all. And the ones that are getting less than $15 an hour might be getting a raise.
That's right.
They work harder.
That's right. Well,
I'm not saying they don't work hard now. But
so
money is incentive.
Back since Kevin just clicked on, we'll have to say it again.
Okay,
February 28th.
Well, wait, is he invited? Maybe he's he's invited.
No, he's got to be a racer, not a garage racer.
How about I racer.
Okay.
You're invited to everyone, virtual or not.
That's right.
Well, some of us used to race at the Bullring, and we consider ourselves racers still. Are we still allowed to come?
Yes.
From the Bullring?
Yeah. Hey, bring your sponsors too.
You know, it's a good, well, I think people don't want to because they don't want somebody else like kind of talking to their sponsor. You know? But it's a good time to bring, it'd be good to bring them, sit at your own table and same venue as usual. Gary's going to be behind the grill and hope for good weather.
We've had
for the last 2 days. It's been really nice, I think. So. Hopefully it starts early, and by the end of February, it's nice again.
Yes, hopefully.
It wasn't bad last year, a little windy, but
the weather
was okay. Right.
We missed it.
And again, I do believe this is our 7th year in a row doing it. So
it's so crazy, because I remember we were first talking about, hey, we'll try this out for a couple of years, and just end up doing it, because that's what you do.
That's right.
And this is a friendly get together. Come meet,
I can already taste a bacon wrapped hot dog.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, there you go. Bacon wrapped hot dogs, regular hot dogs, hamburgers. You even snuck in some other stuff. Didn't you last year?
No.
You were talking about it.
Yes.
Only for the special people that bring you beer.
That's right. Brings me beer.
And usually, again, beer is okay, but not in a glass.
Bottle,
and you got to bring Gary some.
So. That's right.
That's how it is.
And if there's something you want cooked, you bring it.
I've done that in the past. Yeah. If you're on a certain diet and
bring your Impossible Burger,
you can bring it in, and Gary will cook it up. I've done that in the past. Some different types of burgers, and if you want to bring a portobello mushroom for him to cook, he'll cook
That's right. Hey, whatever.
And Gary asks you if you want bacon on that.
That's right. You want bacon on that?
Well, he can even cook it where the bacon was cooking. Nobody even have to know.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've been watching the conversation on this Facebook page here.
I have not.
And Chuck D. Guerrero's got a date for that day.
Well, all right.
That is Kevin Terrell.
Hey, there you go.
So
that's good news for both of them.
That's right.
Well, I hope and appreciate you guys and all, I can't think of words, but thanks, to everyone for coming out and supporting the Racers Barbecue. Me and Gary, obviously we put it on from the onwheelsnow.com and the bombernation.com site, of course, visit that. But we put this on for you guys. This is for all racers. It's supposed to be a kind of a pre-season thing. Hey, let's get together, have a good time before we go out there and kick each other's butt on the racetrack,
I think Kevin's got to be careful, because we had Chuck here last week, and we heard about last time Chuck got a little fancy with his date.
Uh-huh. I missed that.
We heard that off.
Hey, Kevin, you're in for a good time. I don't know.
That's right.
But I'm thinking you're in for a special time, I should say. Maybe not a good time, a special time.
Oh, man.
Well, that's great news, man. February 28th, market calendar. That's a Sunday.
That's right.
And typically food around noon, you know, so
11:30 noon,
right about there. Again, you know, Sunset Park, there's plenty to do there. There's plenty for the kids, plenty of restrooms. You can walk around. It's a big park. You can, you know, come land yourself at a table, get some grub,
right.
Walk around with your family and do whatever. Come back, have some more. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
And since there's no open registration at the Bull Ring that weekend, everyone should show up.
Yep.
No excuse.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, it was last year, but everyone was tired from Saturday and just kind of.
Well, how are you tired from registration?
Practice. Open practice.
Right. What time do they go to practice till?
5 o'clock.
Midnight.
5 o'clock.
So the racers go to bed at 6.
Yeah, and we serve for the ones that go to church and stuff. So at 11:30, 12-ish for the ones that go to church,
they can come
after church,
and
if that's what they want to do. Hey, have lunch on us.
Hey, you want suggest anything to Gary? Now's the time to do it before February 28th. Hey, tell him to bring prime rib or
prime rib. That's right. I like prime rib over steak. So.
And what else? We had you always bring like chips and
chips,
you know, drinks. If you get they're select drinks there. So if you have a specific brand or something you like, bring your own. It's okay. Bring it in cans though, no glass bottles. Same thing with alcohol. It's okay. So February 28th, Sunday. That is a Sunday. Get there, 11:30, 12-ish to eat. If you want to get there early, we're there early. So.
Yes. If you want to get there early,
somebody will be there. We'll be there.
If you want to get there earlier than me, you better get there by 6 o'clock.
And we'll keep you up to date of everything. And if there are any changes, you'll know about it.
Kevin's bringing lobster.
Yeah,
that's okay. We got, just like your teachers used to say, if you're gonna bring some for yourself, you got to share to the whole class.
That's right.
Bring enough for all of us.
Thanks, Kevin. I like lobster.
Maybe. He's not a cheap date, is he?
No, he's not. Maybe
Chuck
better watch out.
Yeah, Chuck, he's not a cheap date.
Maybe Chuck needs to watch out instead of Kevin.
So bring lobster for all.
That's right.
No, it's always a good time. I always have a good time out there, relaxing day.
I will take the cornhole boards again.
Okay.
Last year, I don't think they got played very much, but, that's okay.
Maybe
they'll
we should bring them closer and then have some type of competition, like set something up where we, maybe we'll give something away.
Yeah.
What can we give away of Matt's? What do you got we can give away? T-shirt?
Matt, what do you got?
Hat? How about your jacket? What's your jacket say?
Monster.
Monster we give away his monster jacket. All right, maybe we won't give Matt.
Give away everything off my back.
I don't know. We'll keep you informed. If you think of something you guys want that you'd like to see different out there, some activities. We like to just be relaxing and, relax and, whatever. But,
talk. Just
hang out. Talk about whatever you want.
That's right. Just not Kevin and...
That'll be the following show. So we'll talk about that Tuesday after. But February 28th. Put it on your calendar.
That's right. Same place as always. If you've been there before,
if you've been there, if somebody don't know and they ask you, tell them where it's at.
There will be a big banner.
Yep. We'll have a banner where we're at. If we do have to relocate for whatever reason, we'll let you know.
Do have to relocate, that's not our fault. We just have to go with what the park tells us.
Exactly. But we're being told different, so should be okay, but. These days, anything's a surprise.
Yes.
Everything's a surprise. So, but cool. That's good news.
Yes. All right. Now
bad
the bad news.
News bad
for,
news.
Now the bad news for Kevin Terrell. Chuck's not going.
It changed his mind. Was it the lobster? It wasn't that she was
maybe
his
the expensive part.
Yeah. No, we don't mean to chase you guys away. So. Now we appreciate.
No, Chuck's going to stand them up, but then show up with another date, and then Kevin will be all.
He'll
a cheaper one.
With that lobster.
Kevin, that's okay. You can bring the lobster. We'll share it.
Gary will still cook it for
that's
you.
That's right.
So bad news. I haven't heard anything about the bull ring yet. So
bad news.
Any news?
This is a good news, bad news show.
Yeah.
Florida's open.
Good news. Now where's the bad news?
They're going to have the Super Bowl and the Daytona 500, and yeah, they're just good.
But are there going to be spectators? So we're still not.
I don't think.
Yeah, we're still not there yet, but it's a push towards the right direction, I think. So I don't know. There are races with fans in the stand. You guys have witnessed it. You have.
Yeah,
I have.
Oh, yes. There are races.
Arizona seems to be one of the places. Havasu. Havasu has a race coming up.
Yeah, the 16th, I believe. I believe it's the 16th.
That's like
2 weeks. A
couple weeks. Dang. Uh-huh. We've been to the last couple of them.
My internet's down. It don't work. I think. I'm pretty sure. Yes.
Who all is racing?
The Pro Late Models.
Pro Late.
602 Modifieds. The Vintage Midgets and Sprints. Oh, wait.
Boy.
I'm sorry. The 6th, not the 16th. I'm sorry. February 6th.
February 6th. Not.
Yes.
Not more
the
races.
The 16th already passed.
And
so,
that's what I was going to say. No more races this month.
No.
Okay.
Nope. February 6th, I'm sorry. Get It In Gear Street Stocks is 75 laps.
Oh, that's the big 75 lap.
Cindy
race.
Said that she left a schedule in front of you.
Oh, she probably did. She's more prepared than I am. First of all, speaking of Cindy, hair clear. Call Cindy at 725-333-4327. Get your hearing checked. Get some hearing aids if you need it. Get your custom earbuds for your race program. You're going to need it at some point. Eventually, I'm going to have to get them. So whenever there's racing that starts, which is right around the corner, by the way. We'll be talking a lot more about that coming up. But anyways, I was looking at schedule.
So
go ahead.
Anyway, February 6th.
Go ahead.
Is the Get It In Gear Street Stocks, 75 laps, $1,000 to win. The Dorf cars are back over there.
Oh, on asphalt.
Yes.
Look out for Pat Petrie. How did he do? You said he did fairly well last time, huh?
Yes.
Cool.
The Vintage Midgets and Sprints.
Which is always cool to watch. I mean, if you haven't seen some of these older vintage race cars, you got to see them, man. You got to give these guys, you know, their credit for racing these things, man. You know, they raced some pretty amazing race cars.
Yes.
You know, and they've evolved into what we race today, and it's amazing what we race today. So it's really cool. You got to check them out. Go to Havasu. It's just, you know, a couple hours away ish.
And then the factory stocks, and then the
which is where your car may be racing in, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Billy
Grafter, there, yeah.
How about you? When are you going to get in it? Why don't you kick Billy out and you get in it?
Nah.
I think you've been sneaking and doing that.
Nope.
It's really been you out there.
Nope.
No.
It's been Billy.
Oh, man.
No, it's been Billy. And then we got the outlaw carts, the kids carts.
Kid carts. And that's cool that, you know, tracks do that because, you know, you got to get those young drivers involved from karting into bandos and into whatever steps they're going to take.
And speaking of Havasu, I want to thank Bill Rizzone. He gave the factory stocks 5 more laps, from 20 to 25.
Sweet.
Baby steps. We're working on 30 with him, but baby steps. So thanks to him for lifting the
– You know, and Bill, you know, he knows how to put on a good show. He knows how to treat the racers. He knows if that would have been a bad idea or not. And unfortunately, if he didn't, you know, we can't get mad at him because he's still putting on a program that allows factory stocks. But to allow 5 more laps is huge for any division.
Yeah.
You know, because
and
it
sounds like 5 laps, all big deal, but it's huge.
It is.
When you're trying to promote them.
And thanks. Yeah. So go to Havasu 95 Speedway, visit them. Go. If you don't know Bill, ask anybody, they'll point to him, go up and thank him for putting on a show, the kind of show that he does. He does a great job out there. And, you know, he, to me, as small as this quarter mile track is, it's one of the best, you know, run tracks on this side of the country. So anyway,
I just got a note that said, if Billy gets tires, he'll be racing.
Oh, what's the tire rule there?
Just street tires. DOT tires.
Any DOT tires? Any size?
DOT tires.
Any width?
DOT tires. I saw a bunch of tires over on the corner.
I got some tires that people won't want him to race if he wants the DOT tires for one race. If he wrecks one, whether it's his fault or not, he has to replace.
Oh, he's in trouble.
These are good tires.
Kevin. Kevin says that your car owner should step up.
He already did. He gave him the car to drive. What else can you do?
Hey, don't give Kevin no ideas, okay? He don't realize that's my car, but that's okay.
Oh, he didn't know that. Okay.
No, he didn't know that, but I should step up anyway. But that's okay. It's Kevin, so we got it.
Well,
excuse.
How about this? Kevin, put your money where your mouth is. Yeah. Well, how come you're not out there? If we got a car ready for you, would you go out and race in that race? So that's out there for Kevin. He hasn't been in anything in a while, has he?
His garage.
Yeah, he's been sitting in his garage.
You know what? If he's got something in his garage and he sits in that once in a while, kudos to him because that's still doing something. It's better than nothing.
It's more than what I have right now.
Right? So... yeah, hey, get out there and do something. You know, help each other out. You know, there are some races coming up. You know, that hopefully with California talking about lifting their some of their restrictions, maybe it will flow over into the racetracks there. I know the tracks there have, depending on what county they're in, you know, have plans on racing. So
he says, can he borrow the 11?
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking about, so that thing's been sitting a while, so possibly, never know, depends on how serious he is, and you only have to put up $2,000 deposit. But you get it all back if the car comes in back in one piece.
Kind of like a rental.
Yeah, you rental. Yeah. You can rent a car like Enterprise. Like,
yeah.
So for $30, you can buy this and then cover the whole $25,000 car.
The insurance package, yeah.
Yeah.
I have my own insurance. But does it cover? Yeah, it does. Just go away.
Maybe. I'm not sure, but yes. It's hard to tell. Anyways. So Cindy, yes, you're right. The schedules are here. And she's got like, I don't know, this is a pretty thick thing going on here. I have to look through this. What she got here? Did she talk about this stuff last?
Yes, she did.
Last time. Crump Valley Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're going to be racing pretty soon, huh?
They're
February
13th. 13th, yes.
Wow.
Couple weeks.
Dang. Already. They just got done. Right? Couple months?
Yeah. November, I believe, was their last race.
This is for Matt, Mini Stocks.
Uh-huh.
They got Super Stocks, Coupes, Hobbies, and Mods, and Sport Mods out there.
First, get a Mini Stock.
10, 11. Well, that's on this page, is at 11, so they got like
no, oh, no,
20
they,
plus.
They got cleared in November.
Yeah. Oh, here's the rest of it. Cool. Crump. Wow. If you want to go dirt racing. I thought I saw Mojave Valley in here, too. I'm stealing Cindy's notes. Let's see. Who's this? Silver State Legend Car. Oh, that's supposed to be a secret. Can't talk about that.
Yeah, secret.
That's low key.
Yes. Oh, no. Here. That's in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, that's coming up the 30th.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep.
Mexico?
Yep.
Do you have to have a passport to go race there?
You have to have a passport. No, no.
That's only to go that way.
Yes.
You don't need one to come this way.
That's right.
Anybody can come in.
Uh-huh.
Come in the other way.
No. Yeah. So, Silver State Road Course Challenge, I believe that's what it's being called. That's coming up the
December. Had already passed. So you got January 9th, 10th already got done. So you got January 30 and 31st.
Yes.
February 13th and 14th.
Yes. So the one coming up.
Who's sponsoring it? Who's putting this on? Just a group?
Yeah. I haven't.
Group from Mexico?
Yeah.
Are these American-made legends or Mexico copies?
Nope. They're American-made legends.
So you might be looking for half price down in Mexico. I'm just saying.
But you'll be taxed three times to bring them
back.
Bring
it back in. And as it should be. So that's why you should buy an American.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. That's coming up here this weekend, actually.
Sweet. And she has, thank you, Cindy. Cindy Clark, again, hair care,
725-333-4327.
And I'm assuming, what's the website? Is it hair clear? I can't see it. If she did vision, I would get glasses from her. But
Kevin brought up a good point here. This weekend, practice on Friday morning. $100 per car.
Where?
For practice.
Where?
At the Silver State Challenge.
Oh, for the road course?
Yes.
$100?
$100 a car.
So, do you know what track that's on or anything?
Yes.
You just drive to Mexico? Oh.
Yes. So,
how big's the track? Do you know?
A mile and a half, I believe it is.
I'm sorry, it's a secret. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
No,
nope.
It has like 12 turns in it?
Yes, there's 12 or 14 turns.
Can you tell us how to get there? Do you need to go through Tijuana?
Down the 15
do you go
freeway?
Down all the way to Tijuana?
One exit, a pass, St. Rose, headed towards California.
Okay.
And you'll see it. You'll be in Mexico on the left already.
Sloan in Spanish.
I'll let you know that one next week, okay?
All right. Yay. And also she has the schedule here, Mojave Valley Speedway. Another dirt track not too far from it. What do you think, hour and a half?
Oh, a little. Yeah,
2 hours maybe? Because hour and a half is Laughlin-ish area.
Yeah.
I know there's – which way do you go?
I go through Laughlin.
Okay. Yeah. Mojave Valley Speedway in, would be considered Kingman or? Bullhead. I mean,
Bullhead City.
Bullhead City
through Bullhead,
so it's more Bullhead City, I guess.
Yes, or you can go to Needles and come back up that way. Yeah.
But if you've never been to Mojave Valley Speedway, it's a cool track to go to. You think you're lost. Just before you get there, you're like, am I lost? Oh, and then there it is.
Yep.
So.
Billy says Slonia.
Okay. We got, is this Rosetta Stone from Billy Grasser?
Yeah. He's teaching us Spanish. Hang on.
Well, it's good to know from one of the whitest guys we know.
That's right.
So, cool. Mojave Valley Speedway, February 6th, looks like. But you won't want to be there. You want to be in Havasu, so.
Yes.
And you don't want to be in Mojave. But the next race here is February 20th at Mojave Valley Speedway. IMC Modifieds Northern Sport Mods, Super Stocks, Street Stocks, Mini Sports, and Mini Stocks. So you have to go on their website to find out more about the differences.
Yeah, what's the difference between Mini Sport and Mini Stock?
What's the difference between Super Stock and Street Stock? So I think they're the Street Stock they're considering kind of a factory stock,
uh-huh.
I think.
Oh,
I think
don't
so.
I will research that.
And that always confuses with the mini sport, mini stock. Like mini stock is going to be more like a factory stock type mini, where a mini sport is kind of a super stock type. You got more modifications and stuff you can do to it, I think. So, but But that's a cool track. If you haven't been there, you should go there. And that's another track that they packed the stands, and you wouldn't think so back in that where that track is located, man. It's like tucked back there, and it's just crazy. It's a cool track. If you haven't watched there, you should go watch. It's not that far. If you haven't raced it, you should go race it. If you have a car sitting around and you want to go race, that's
mini stocks. Mm-hmm. I know somebody who's got a mini stock.
Yeah.
Yeah. She should go race it, but hey.
She should.
Yeah.
How many she's we know that have mini stocks?
I know. Two.
A couple, two or three.
Two. Yeah. I know
we
two.
We know a couple she's from Pahrump.
One from Pahrump and one from here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You should go race.
She should go race.
There's a lot of people that drive like she's. I'm just kidding. That's bad. All right. I won't say that. I see a challenge coming on.
That's right. That's okay. We'll accept that challenge.
All right. But I didn't want to talk about this too much because I was told it's kind of a hush-hush deal. So.
Yeah, but that is this weekend, and that's why we keep saying it's in Mexico because they...
It is.
Yes.
You know what? And it's cool to see something that's organized come together, especially in these times right now, like these companies that step up to allow something like this, you know, as hard as it is for them, because it is difficult for a private owned type company like that to, you know, open its doors like that, because it's not specifically used for racing. It's there for entertainment.
And as you see, they got two more weekends there.
Right.
So
anyways,
this weekend, the 31st, I'll be there.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, both days.
Now, you can't go watch, but you can go check out the exotic cars that race at this particular place in Southern Nevada.
I'm being told TJ is selling a Race Ready Legends car.
Matt, your chance to get in Legends and go racing this weekend.
That, and it says ready for the weekend. Ready for this weekend. I'm sorry.
Do we know how much?
No. We ain't got that far.
Oh, we're waiting. We'll keep our mouth shut for a few minutes.
That's right.
Find out. Do the Jeopardy.
But in the mini sport rules, you can run a short wheel mini truck.
Like a rabbit.
Like an 81 Toyota pickup truck.
They didn't allow...
sitting in my driveway.
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
You don't have a
6,500 Terrell believes.
That's cheap.
Hey, that's a good number.
That is, I'm saying
that's a good number.
You know what? And I know, I'm 100% sure you could go out and buy that right now and go race this weekend.
No.
It's your number. You can't.
Yeah.
You know what? Is that? I don't know. We don't know if Terrell's right or not. But if it is, that is a heck of a price for a legend. That's what you would pay for a Bando. So if you're looking for a legend, man, that's something to jump on.
And I think Kevin added a few dollars for himself.
For the finder's fee. Well, you know
finder's
what?
Fee.
If it's that cheap, that's okay. Well, can you buy one of those and then go race it as a dwarf? Like, I mean, are they similar rules? Why couldn't you?
Maybe they are similar. I don't know.
Because now's your chance to get something at that price. And
I got my hands full with
an outlaw.
What I got. I got my...
We're pausing for...
No, okay. thanks for the reminder.
Oh, man.
It says here from Cindy Clark. Mike, my birthday just passed.
Oh.
Guess what I want?
Is her boyfriend named Mike, too? I forgot. No, I thought it was Dennis, yeah. She meant Dennis. Hey, you know what? If this
Kevin, we're past that conversation, man. That was 30 minutes ago.
If I would have, because I know the Powerball and the Mega Millions, like, getting hit for a while. If I had hit that this last couple weekends or something, I would buy you one, Cindy. So if it comes up any time in the near future, I'll buy you a Legend.
I think she'll be happier with the other plans.
There's plans. See, he's on a mission.
That's right.
He's on a. I know. You know. It, actually, he's. I know this for a fact. He's on more than one mission.
I'm on so many missions I can't keep them straight.
You're like a juggler, right?
That's right.
But you're becoming a professional juggler now.
Uh-huh.
Put it that way. So, hey, you know, I can't wait to see what you come up with. Well, tell us a little bit. Give us a little hint.
Whatever you just said.
About what? About she'd be happier with.
Oh, yeah. No, she will be happier with whatever.
I don't know what it is, Cindy, but it sounds like a belated birthday present. So I kind of keep bugging Gary about that.
I guess that ended because it said, thanks, Mike, not Gary. I guess I'm not on that
mission. Oh, man.
That was easy.
Well, the deal's off, so well, better let
you. Good news.
That's right.
Good news, I have a birthday coming up.
That's right.
It'd be early. So
I guess you're shine again. I guess you're stuck buying her a Legend.
Well, not until I hit that Powerball or Mega Million.
Oh.
That's
well, I can guarantee you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I will make this promise to you. What I have cooking will happen a hell of a lot faster than what you got cooking.
Powerball and Mega Million? Yeah, that's true. I you know what? I think I'm going to have to agree with you on that. But I'm still hopeful.
Oh, I'm hopeful for you, too.
Ay. Matt's like, where's my mini stock or my Legend or whatever? You know?
Oh, I'm waiting for you to win the Mega Millions, so you can go all Oprah.
You get a truck.
You get a truck.
Everybody gets a truck.
Look under your seats.
Yeah,
late model truck series has a 100 truck field.
Who has the Matchbox car?
Matchbox truck.
Oh, man. Hey, let me dream on that for a little bit.
That's right.
You just said. Because I'm liking what you just
That's
said.
That's right. Shoot, I'll settle for 50.
Half.
Oh, well. So anyway.
In a nice building in North Las Vegas to house all the trucks.
Oh, man. A
couple lifts.
Keep talking, man.
What do you mean?
The racetrack we're going to build to house all the trucks.
Yeah, no shit.
So, I think.
So if you want, I will be going to Cal sometime soon. If you want a ticket, you got to give me your $2. They're $2 a ticket now, by the way, Powerball.
If you win off the $2. So,
man,
anyway.
your ticket didn't win, but mine did. So what you do is you say, I'll take a picture of it, say, this one's your number.
Uh-huh.
You know,
put my name on it so I know it's mine.
But you got to share. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I think it's only my
feeling. Let's everybody get a pull together by, let's put in whatever it is. We put in, let's say it's $5 each or $6 each, so we get an even amount. All the racers, maybe buy the racers barbecue, pitch in, and we'll go buy some lottery tickets. Maybe it could be a bunch of rich racers, and then we'll go buy the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the whole thing, the Super Speedway,
everything, so that we can run the bull ring.
Just for the bull ring,
right? That's right.
We'll close the big Super Speedway just to run the bull ring, just to make a point, right?
Yeah.
Now that would be bad. Who would keep it all?
Wait for the NASCAR haulers to pull in and go. Sorry,
we decided not to race this weekend.
Yeah. Heard Arizona's open.
Yeah, Kyle Busch. We wouldn't do that. Maybe. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. I just think
it's hot in here, man.
What I have?
Does it sound like 80?
What I have cooking for Cindy? I think she'll.
We're cooking.
Yeah. See, we're cooking.
It's like 80 degrees, 90 degrees in here.
Oh, no, 28.
It says Celsius. That's Celsius.
Hey, somebody figure out what 28 degrees are.
Siri figured it out. That's you just told me how smart Siri is the other day. So.
Yes. She figured it out faster than you can punch numbers in.
Yeah, but mine.
And she was accurate.
But mine was private. She knows everything you're doing now.
Oh, no. You have an iPhone. She knows everything you're doing.
I got VPN on mine.
Uh-huh.
I got VPN on everything.
82.
82. See, I was close. I was close.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Ethan D. Guevara comes in with 82.4.
Ah, see?
Look at that.
Thank you. He's
a smart kid.
Precise. You're right. He probably did that in his head. So
that's right.
What do you use? What, yeah. Google or whatever search engine you're using?
In between football, baseball, and racing.
If that's going to get me back on good terms, Cindy, yes.
So did she ask, like,
are you cooking lobster for me?
Sounds like you're the date. She's the date now.
Oh, don't tell Kevin and don't tell Chuck, okay? They'll try to move in on her for me.
Oh, man.
Except the lobsters are going to be in a tank, and you're going to have to catch them yourself.
We'll make you bob for it like apples. with no rubber bands on their claws.
Oh.
Good luck.
Pinch your ears.
I got one.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Well, I wouldn't be that mean to Cindy.
Hold on. Speaking of Cindy.
Keep digging in her pile of stuff over there.
I am. Secrets. Let's see. I almost saw it. It says, hear clear. forless.com. That's HEARCLEAR forless.com. Hear clear forless.com.
Oh, what's
that? This? That's her website.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that?
Nope.
See if you can read that. I think she needs to make that a little bit bigger.
No, a little bit brighter.
You know what would be cool? If she had like audible like cards that just spoke to you. I feel like those cards you open up, and they have music and shit.
If you can't hear this, call us.
there you go. Have it muffled.
Yes. Hear clear for less.com. That's great.
No. We learned something.
That's, we learned something new today.
Uh-oh. Do we dare?
Yes.
We do? What is this? Engine degreaser from JB Justice Brothers.
That's right.
So it's
twice as good.
That is twice as good. What is this twice as good? Just like better than WD? Yes, similar.
Twice as good. It's 80.
WD must be 40, so it's twice as good. JB Products, Justice Brothers Products. I don't, you know, I guess look on Facebook. They're the local reps. Mike Montez will get you hooked up with your products. If you're looking for JB Products for your race program, your garage, and all that. So check it out. This is all we got. Shall we have more? We only have four cans, so where's our
two cans of each? Two cans of twice as nice and twice.
Well, that's four times as good.
That's right. That's four. You're right. We got four times as good and
spray them at the same time.
That's right. And engine degreaser.
That's right. Oh, anyway, let me see what Cindy's got for us here. On Wheels Now. Yep, that's the name. Let's see. Blah blah blah. Oh, Reliable Banner.
Uh-huh.
Late Model Truck Series. Yeah, that's always good to talk about.
Camp Out.
I won't say that. Hold on, I'm reading.
I won't say that. I'm reading. Leave me alone.
Everybody listening on the radio, read along with us.
That's right.
Oh, see, and I didn't know this. It's Matt the Freak Esposito. Matt the Freak Esposito.
There you go.
Is that better than Freak?
Sure.
Matt Freak 33. Matt the Freak. You mind if we call you the Freak? Why are we calling you the freak? Are you a freak?
Because that was my brand.
So you're freaky?
So, no.
No?
It was...
You still dabble in that,
though,
right?
It was an evolution. So I used to make buttons and stickers and stuff. And I was called the Button Freak.
Oh, I see.
And then from that, I took that logo, because everyone said the logo looked cool.
Right.
And I put that on, like, T-shirts and hats and whatever. And called it Freak Society.
So, yeah, so I remember seeing that. So it used to be Freak Society was your business.
Right. So then I sponsored my own car.
Which was Freak 33.
Correct.
Which, what's happening with Mr. Freak 33?
He did say he had a Toyota truck in his driveway.
Yeah, and I heard that.
Oh, okay.
So he don't have to go out and buy anything.
That's right.
He's got it.
So we're going forward.
What else?
No, I've been keeping an eye out for, you know, to build another mini stock / skid plate.
Is that what you're kind of thinking? Is a kind of a / thing that you can do dual?
Yeah, because I don't have a lot of circle track experience on four wheels.
Right.
Either does most of the people.
Right.
Anyway,
exactly.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, you'd be nice.
Yeah.
This is
a combination.
You'd be nice.
So going from skid plate, you know, going on dirt for four wheels, I think will get me to the next stage that I can get into an asphalt on four wheels and then kind of move my way from there.
Go to the dirt, you'll have fun.
So what if somebody put you in a mini stock in the dirt? Would you go do it?
Yeah.
But you won't get your car ready to go to the dirt.
Well, I want a certain car. You know, I want the way it feels around me. I want a certain car.
Well, that makes sense. You know, why
so I'm just,
spend the time on something unless you're going to be happy? Just like, you know, Gary, you like a certain car. You like a Ford. You like certain types of Fords.
Mm-hmm.
And there's reasons why behind it that only you might ever know. And same thing.
Yeah, so I'm just.
For me, I don't know.
Yeah, to drive anything, yeah, it's cool. But since I'm paying for it, it's kind of like I want to build something that I know I'm going to like. I don't know.
But you got to feed that passion a little bit too once in a while before, if you know, to kind of keep yourself in the game. You know, this last year has done some crazy stuff for everybody that's in racing. I know a lot of people even got out of it and might never even come back to racing at all. You know, they found other activities, family activities to do outside that are just, you know, not competition related, but you know, it still costs money, but it's not competition related. And that may never ever come back to, you know, hobby type racing like circle track racing.
Well, it just kind of snowballed what I got, you know. So
we hate to lose you, that's what I'm saying.
I lost the car and then blew the transmission on the truck. And then, you know, I don't have my trailer is not a out of state, you know, a long travel trailer.
You mean your monster trailer?
My monster trailer. So
it's
to
lifted.
So to travel, put the race car together, then I need something to pull, and then I need a trailer, which I'm sure I can borrow a trailer if I really had to, but
you know,
I got nothing to pull it. So it's
It's
going to be, you know, like a three-stage money thing. Mm-hmm. So even if I did have a car, it's still a lot of,
Well, no, that's
negotiation.
Valid, you know, and luckily you happen to know people in the industry, you know, that could help out and, you know, in little ways. And it's, you know, sometimes you just have to ask, but at the same time, I understand where you're coming from because I don't like asking for help, you know, when.
Boy, does he not.
But
that's the best thing he has said all night long.
Are we on the good news or bad news part of this? I'm not sure.
The bad news part.
So.
But yeah, no.
It would be nice to see you back out there. You know, it was cool to see a person in the stands get in, you know, into racing.
Right.
Because that's always been something I always thought was cool about the Bombers back in the day. And you know, just like when I didn't know Gary from the next guy out at the track before, but I seen the BomberNation.com on several vehicles out there, and I was like, good. You know, I was so happy to see someone take an initiative to get, you know, their group involved, just like the skid plate people.
Group,
you know?
Yeah, we had a good 2 years of, like, everyone totally involved.
You know, and same thing, you know, with, like shops like, you know, Sigma over there with Joe Faray. I mean, I don't know how they get anything done in that shop because they got so much talent in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got what the walls in there. You have Dustin Ash in there. You have Jimmy Parker in there. You have
Jimmy Parker Senior.
Senior, yeah. So I meant with Senior in there. It just goes on and on, you know, with the talent over there. And I could just sometimes there's too many Chiefs. Maybe I don't know. What, I'm saying that's what's happening. I don't know because they do put out some great cars, man. If you ever seen any of their cars come out of that shop at the SPS shop, they're just top of the line. You know, they just are just professionally done. You know, and it's nice to see that. But same thing with groups like that to help keep racing going. You know, they're doing driver development programs and all these great minds are coming together and the engineering and everything involved in those things are just crazy amazing. You know, so it's cool to see a guy like Joe Farre that can put his efforts towards racing in general. He sponsors, you know, out at Havasu, the Havasu 95 Speedway. He sponsors, you know,
right.
Different things. Of course, he owns the SPS and stuff like that. So it's just cool to see Sigma Engineering involved as much as they are and just as big as they are and in such short time that they have done it in. So it's cool. And, you know, and that's where I was getting as like there's places like that help a little bit. And, you know, of course they're a business, they want money, but there's other people to reach out to that, you know, help. Gary's helped I don't know how many people over and over again, you know, but he expects you to put some effort into it too.
Absolutely.
You know, same thing is, you know, the help's there, you know, if you need it. I mean, you ask anybody, you know, and Gary's probably helped them, you know, at some point and vice versa. You know, when he needs help, he, you know, it's give and take. You know, sometimes you got to trade and, you know, you need something, you know, they're there to help you. So it's cool to see that. And that's what we kind of want with the barbecue, the racers barbecue that we put on is get guys together, get to know the people. Like you might have, like I know when they never had anything like this, when I was going out to the track early on, you know, I looked up to some of these other guys and I didn't know who they were. I was like, man, this guy's good, you know, Dick Cobbs and the, you know, Paul Faust and all them guys, you know, if they were at the barbecue or something, I could actually walk up to them and talk to them outside of the
track.
Competition because they're busy, you know. So it gives you a chance to mingle and talk to people. So February 28th, make sure you get out there and just talk to, you know, each other, have fun, come eat, whatever. Sunday, February 28th, onwheelsnow.com and thebombernation.com. Racers Barbecue coming together on Sunday, February 28th. Come out and have a good time. You know, 11:30-ish, noonish.
Yep. You know. Can get there earlier, but the food's
Not
going to be ready.
Stay as long as you want. You know, we're usually there
until
the
dark.
Sun goes down, and if you want to hang out longer, Gary will wait with you.
That's right. Hey. I'll probably be the first one there and the last one
that's
to leave.
To go.
So that's okay.
But anyways, just, you know, if you're new to racing and don't know where to turn to, ask anybody. You know, they'll point you in the right direction. You know, Matt, you know, Gary, anybody. So, but anyways.
February 28th.
Yep. We'll put out some flyers, reminders, and stuff like that for you guys. But, and thanks, Cindy, for doing what you're doing here at the show. So make sure you guys take care of Cindy at Hair Clear. Buy some earbuds and extra ones, you know, just
She
needs to buy a $500 legend. She'll probably get it for a discount, too.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
But anyway, next week, not sure what's happening yet, but we will be here live. Supposed to be there to be here for sure live next week at Kim at onwheelsnow.com.
So maybe filling in.
Maybe, so we'll know more as the week comes, but I appreciate it. Thanks, Cindy and Matt. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks,
so.
Cindy don't realize how much she's helped.
And like all the listeners, everybody that chimes in, Terrell, Chuck, all you guys, we appreciate you guys being with us. So we'll see you live next week at 6:00 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com.
Thanks for listening.